This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The government of Egypt passed a law in 2016 to officially recognize churches. However, only 220 out of 3,730 churches have been legalized in the first year by a government committee, reports International Christian Concern. Meanwhile, Christians in Egypt have experienced multiple attacks from Islamists last month during a Muslim holiday, a common experience for Christians there. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Egypt. God said to the serpent in Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Ontario, Canada colleges must support free speech, or their funding will be cut, announced the Progressive Conservative Premier Doug Ford last week. Conservatives have faced a backlash at Canadian universities. The main controversy that drew attention to free speech issues involved Lindsay Shepherd, a teaching assistant at Wilfrid Laurier University, who shared a video of a Canadian professor named Jordan Peterson criticizing the use of gender-neutral pronouns. Homeschooling in Australia has nearly doubled since 2014 to about 4,479 students, reports Christian Headlines. More and more Christian families there are choosing to pull their children out of public schools as they are being bullied for their religious beliefs, like the biblical definition of marriage. California might become the first state to force all their public universities to offer the abortion pill if Senate Bill 320 becomes law. The bill passed the state assembly last Wednesday with an overwhelming majority of 52-25. The new bill reads in one portion, quote, "Abortion by medication techniques is an essential part of comprehensive sexual and reproductive health care and should be accessible at on-campus student health centers," end quote. The Worldview spoke to Matt Lamb, Director of Communications at Students for Life, about why the abortion lobby is trying to cover up the blood of the innocents by changing abortion into just a pill.
There are certainly some students that said they wanted it, but I think it's Planned Parenthood recruited, abortion lobby recruited students who are pushing for it. I think there's a couple reasons. One, I think the more that the abortion lobby can change their image from doing abortions to just trying to reduce it to, oh, we just hand out pills, I think they have a huge image problem. So the more they can try to make it seem like, oh, this is just regular medicine and not a procedure, the better for them.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report about how this bill would be extremely detrimental to the students and public universities around California and how you can help oppose it. Isaiah 10:1 says, "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees and the writers who keep writing oppression." Vice President Mike Pence swore in Republican John Kyle of Arizona yesterday to finish the term of the late Senator John McCain.
The chair lays before the Senate the certificate of appointment to fill the vacancy created by the passing of John S. McCain III of Arizona. If the senator designate will now present himself at the desk, the chair will administer the oath of office. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you're about to enter? So help you God.
I will.
Congratulations, Senator.
Kyle previously served 3 terms in the U.S. Senate, where he voted against faux homosexual marriage and federal funding for abortion. The appointment gives Republicans a 51-49 majority again, as Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh faces confirmation. During his continued tense confirmation hearing for Supreme Court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh was questioned yesterday about his views on whether women have a right to abortion and whether Roe v. Wade was correctly decided. Kavanaugh did not answer the questions directly, describing pro-abortion Supreme Court decisions as important precedent, reports CNN.
As a judge, it is an important precedent of the Supreme Court. By it, I mean Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. Been reaffirmed many times. Casey is precedent on precedent, which itself is an important factor to remember. And I understand the significance of the issue.
Last month, everyone at a Chick-fil-A restaurant in Belmont, North Carolina, fell silent and bowed their heads as one of the staff began to pray for another team member, Ms. Trish, who was undergoing cancer surgery that day, reports Fox News. The praying team member called Ms. Trish a light and a pillar in the community. You can see the beautiful moment in a video linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Ephesians 6:18 reminds us to be praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, September 6th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a World View special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Planned Parenthood has been under fire since David DeLeiden released his undercover videos, educating many about the fact that their biggest moneymaker is not health care, but killing the unborn. Planned Parenthood is now behind a move to force California public universities to offer abortion pills, and The World View spoke to Matt Lamb of Students for Life about why this bill would enable Planned Parenthood to take control of the university health centers.
This is just another profit center for groups like Planned Parenthood. It's in the legislation that groups like Planned Parenthood will get paid to consult on changing over health centers to abortion facilities, which is what all these are going to become. And I do believe that it's part of Planned Parenthood's long-term plan to eventually say, well, we're already providing the consulting and, you know, we may be contracting out some work. Why don't we just take over all your health centers?
Lamb said that having a more pro-life administration has seemed to push the abortion lobbyists into a panic.
Especially as we have a pro-life administration, President Trump, I do think the abortion lobby is seeing that, and plenty of pro-life governors and state legislators, they're losing access to taxpayer money, which is the only way they can survive, and this is a new possible revenue source for them.
Lamb said that in many ways, the tide of popular opinion is not heavily in favor of the abortion lobby since the release of the undercover videos.
If you look at polling, a lot of people agree that groups that commit abortions shouldn't receive taxpayer funding. Most of the time when Planned Parenthood talks about they receive money, they say, well, we do healthcare service. They kind of flip-flop on whether or not they really want to be proud that they commit abortions every day. So I think we've done a great job along with other pro-life groups and exposing what Planned Parenthood really does with their money and where their profit motive lies.
Lamb remarked that Planned Parenthood has been spending a great deal of PR money to try to keep their image intact.
We know that they've spent millions of dollars on PR firms. I think it's Knickerbocker. It's one of the big liberal Democrat PR firms. A lot of people that work for them have, you know, worked for President Obama and President Clinton. And so we know they've spent lots of money on PR to try to do damage control, all at the same time denying that there's any really truth in the video of their executives talking about profiting off fetal baby part trafficking.
Lamb said that the National Abortion Federation is now trying to settle with David DeLeiden instead of continuing the case against him.
And then National Abortion Federation, we know, is now backtracking and trying to settle with David DeLeiden on some of the very spurious claims they made about him.
Concerning the California proposed bill to make the abortion pill accessible to all college students, Lamb said California schools that are caving to this idea do not realize what a liability the legislation would be.
I think the schools are going to realize that this is going to be a huge liability on their hands. I think a lot of the schools should have shown more of a backbone and pushing back against an unfunded mandate. That's usually what higher ed and other schools will do, school boards will do, when there's a mandate on them from the state or city. Or they'll usually say, well, this isn't funded or this is a liability. The schools here showed a complete lack of backbone. In our opinion, they didn't want to stand up against the abortion lobby, even though this is now going to be millions and millions of dollars of possible lawsuits if a woman's injured. And there's all these new costs they're going to have to comply with because there's going to be more medical waste on their campuses.
Lamb shared how pro-lifers can help speak out against this legislation.
I can certainly share that we will be working with our student groups in California who have done a great job so far in pushing back and making their voice heard. We'll be working with them for the best way to ensure that, one, the religious liberty and conscience rights of health center workers are protected, and two, that the student fees that students pay, as well as health insurance fees that through the university, that they're not going to subsidize abortion, and we will, third, continue to hold schools accountable if they think they're going to skirt their liability on this, or they're going to just contract it out to Planned Parenthood.
Let us keep calling on the name of our God Almighty to stop this legislation. And let's thank God that He uses our little groups to go up against the abortion agenda. Psalm 18, verse 31, reminds us that it is God who is our defense in this battle for life. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? To sign the petition against this California pro-abortion bill, go to nocampusabortions.com. That's nocampusabortions.com. Plus, we invite you to read the Students for Life statement on the bill and our transcript today at theworldview.com. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.